can't get a job.
Yeah, but if you switch that and you go and you had a different type of coach, and I'm not going to – well, I'll say it. If you have a white coach at Buffalo and you win a lot, you're getting a top job.
Urban Meyer, he goes to Utah.
Right,
and
exactly.
He's at Florida. And now he will be the next coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, which I'm going to call my shot.
Well, I mean, look
here
at Jim Tressel, who may be a bad
Youngstown
example right now.
State, yes.
He was coaching at Youngstown State, and then he gets Ohio State. Because he showed he could coach at you know, at a lower division. But if you can coach, you can coach. And the coaches know who the good coaches are. Turner Gill is one of those coaches.
You look at how did Gene Chizik, and I love Gene Chizik. We're very, very good friends. But how does Gene Chizik go from a losing school at Iowa and get the Auburn job? True. I mean, he coached there and everything. But when you lose like that, nobody's going to even give you a look. And then you have a Turner Gill, like you said, at a Buffalo where, you know, I thought it was in New York.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the bottom line is that until somebody steps forward and, you know, like some of these landmark cases that we were discussing, somebody steps forward and does some sort of collaborated or orchestrated effort to show the disparity and create some kind of headlining legal action, I don't necessarily know if we're going to see many changes.
Let me ask you something. Do you guys think that a Rooney Rule, how could a Rooney Rule be implemented in college football? Would it take a lawsuit in order to get?
I think it could take a lawsuit, but it would be better if the Black Coaches Association and then the NCAA get together and say, let's institute a rule like this. Because what the Rooney Rule does is, I know that a lot of NFL teams just use it and
it's
they just throw it away.
Sometimes.
It's kind of a joke at times. But I think the way the Black coaches see it is it's a step. And if you get us into the office, if you get us through the door and we talk to these owners of the NFL teams, we talk to these owners and we show them we are knowledgeable and we're okay. Just establish a relationship. They may not hire that person that day. But the next time there's a hire, another team may call that first team and say, what do you think of this guy? And if it's a good review, they're more likely to hire them.
This is Marvin Gaye with Longhorn Live, dedicated to the Rios family. You're listening to Longhorn Live on 93.7 Radiola.
This is Will Norris, and you're listening to Longhorn Live on 93.7 and 105.9 Radio Ola.
Hello, this is Kimberly Font, founder and CEO of Women with a Call Life Empowerment Network. I, along with the Life Empowerment Coach team, are committed to helping women discover and empower themselves for purpose. We understand that within every woman is a big dream waiting to come forth. Through life strategy training, personal image development, and a global community of support, we desire to help bring your dream to reality. So how do you join our family, you ask? The answer is so easy. Join our Women with a Call Life Empowerment Network Facebook page or visit our website at www.wwacnetworks.com. We look forward to hearing from you because we believe that every woman is a woman with a call.
For the best photographs in the Alamo City, that's easy. Alamo City Photography. They will take care of all of your photographic needs, whether it be a wedding or a graduation or a quinceañera. Headshots? You name it. Even like us here on Longhorn Live, website photographs. They can do it all. Just look them up at www.alamocityphotography.com or give them a call at 210-621-7281. Ask for Scott and be sure to tell him Rita from Longhorn Live sent you.
I'm Longhorn Gene Williams of Longhorn Live Radio, 93.7 FM. Two things that Texans know is great football and great barbecue. Mr. J's Barbecue is some of the finest barbecue this old boy has had the privilege of tasting in a long time. The brisket, ribs, sausage, and turkey are so good it will make the Aggies sing the eyes of Texas. The seasoned potatoes, candied yams, greens, corn, mac, cheese, potato salad scores a touchdown year-round with this old boy. And the peach cobbler and cake, perfect extra point. For all your upcoming summer barbecue needs, call Mr. J's at 210-534-6903 or visit him at 1624 South New Braunfels at IH-10 East.